Blog Talk Radio.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. Well, if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp. Put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go. Remember where you've been. I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
Tuesday night edition, All Negative Nation, and episode 336. Wow, we've been on here for a while. And anyway, it's a balmy 89 degrees up here. We do got Jonathan Garcia, who's on the show. He's a return guest and vacuum ran for governor up in the state of Atlanta. I tell you what, things are looking good, and they're thinking we're going to bring him on the show in just a second. Brother Russell, how you doing, brother?
Oh, doing all right, brother, doing all right, trying to hang in there, all that good stuff. Weather down here in Texas is still hot.
right?
At least we're missing Sally, and how appropriate is that, named after my ex-wife? That's just wonderful, man.
How are you, brother?
We doing okay. We eastbound I-10 seems some gypsy decided to flip over a travel trailer in the middle of the interstate and held everybody up for about an hour till they got it cleaned up. Just west of Lake Charles. But speaking of that, man, it is. It is crazy. I mean, you go through this area. I had to go to LaPorte, Texas today, and I passed through there. And some places look like it wasn't even touched. And other places, it is just total devastation.
Wow.
Just total devastation.
Wow.
I mean, it's hit and miss. You know, some places, you know, you don't see any damage whatsoever. But other places, you see travel trailers flipped over. You see mobile homes, houses and businesses completely destroyed in some places. And I'd hate to go further north from Lake Charles up to Louisiana way and see what it's like, because I just hate to imagine it. And,
right.
Hey, welcome to the show, brother.
Welcome.
Hey, Joseph. You got some background noise going there, and it kind of sounds like you're in a tin can again.
All right, how's that? I had to turn my can off.
Welcome, Bill. Welcome, Jonathan Garcia, back to the show. We had fun with him last time. And it seems like when we bring somebody that's running for office on the show, they win. You know, because we have Marjorie Greene on the show, and she actually won the seat. And everything, and we'll explain how that happened and stuff, but she actually won it. So I am trying to get her on the show, but she's actually an awful busy lady, so as soon as she gets time, she's going to get a hold of me, and I'll let you all know when we're going to have her on here. But right now, let's welcome Jonathan Garcia, who's running for governor up in Atlanta, and everything. How you doing, brother?
Doing good. Yeah, hot Atlanta up here.
Yeah, I bet. That's what I've been hearing. So the Christians been proclaiming that it's real hot out there.
Oh, yeah.
So how are we looking in the polls with you up there? And how's everything going?
Everything's good. Can't complain. Yeah, when 22 comes around, it's gonna be real hectic. But right now, as far as everything going on with campaigning and everything is pretty steady. Yeah.
Right.
We're just
right.
Busy.
So do you see any of your districts flipping red over there?
We're trying to get Hank Johnson his area to flip red.
Mm-hmm.
That's Josie Cruz's district, hopefully.
Right.
But we got to get Hank Johnson out of there.
Hank Johnson, right. Isn't he the one who was worried about Guam tax sizing?
Yeah, that's right. He said that Guam was going to flip off into the ocean. So
there
you
go, tap back, and you had too many people. Joseph, do something with that noise, bro.
That's not me.
There, I'm charging down just a little bit more. I got my hearing aids connected, so
I'll
pick everything up, believe it or not.
I can tell you, Jonathan, how does an individual like that get reelected in Georgia? Oh, my goodness, man. Now, that was several years back. But when that came out of his mouth during that hearing, I was like, what in the hell did I just hear? I mean, what, once you get elected to Georgia, it's over, you're there forever. It's kind of like becoming a Supreme Court Justice. I mean, Jesus, man.
Yeah, that caught me by surprise.
So, I tell you what, though, Marjorie Greene, I know she won that District 16 after, which
was
blue. And that was surprising to her opponent. Go ahead.
Of all things, saying that to an admiral of the Seventh Fleet, you know, I mean, you could see in his face, he wanted to just jump up and say, man, you are stuck on stupid. But he,
right.
You know,
And that's the case. I mean, it goes beyond all common sense. That's the reason why we got to get people with common sense like Josie Cruz, myself, Max McGregor, you know, Marjorie Greene in there. Marjorie Greene has a real good chance considering that her opponent dropped out. So if somebody else doesn't step in, then she'll have an easy one. So
her opponent not only dropped out, her opponent not only dropped out, but he's on his way out of the country.
Girl, I wonder what the real story is behind that. Man, I remember reading that.
Oh, the real story is behind that is the Epstein. The Epstein.
Mm-hmm.
This broad here is flipping like a fish out of water, Russell. She is flipping. That is why they're trying to pass that legislation in California.
But there's no evidence of that guy fleeing because of that. I mean, but does anybody else hear that? It sounds like you got Beavis and Butthead
it sounds like a bunch of flies buzzing in the jar.
How's that?
Yes, it's feedback somewhere.
Yeah.
You get your feet. But anyway, I mean, to abruptly just drop out of the race and then just haul butt out of the state. I mean, Lord have mercy. I mean, can you give us any gossip there, Jonathan? Was he being investigated? Was there anything going on behind the scenes? We're bored.
Yeah, I haven't.
Wow, Jonathan.
Yeah, I haven't heard any extra gossip out of that. Just that he jumped ship and ran. So about it.
Okay.
Yeah. But there'll be a lot of rats jumping ship here soon though, so we just need to get the
right
people in office. That's it. That's all
there is
to it.
Yeah, that's good. So is the governorship that's on November 3rd also?
No, that's going to be in that's going to come up in 2022. So it's not going to be this go around. No. I've started my campaign early though.
It'll
so
be
people can get to know
midterm.
My name.
It'll be on the next midterm, man. Correct.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Something's weird with the phone going on.
So your election's going to be on the next midterm election.
Right.
Okay. Well, good. It's good to hear. You said the polls are looking good for you there.
Yeah, I have the right climate over here. Everything's tilting more red anyway. But as far as worrying about the Democrats coming up or anything like that, I'm still, you know, facing their type of opposition is always going to be interesting because there will be something that we'll be doing. I don't know what, but, you know. Me running against Brian Kemp, who is the incumbent governor right now, that'll be interesting. And plus, whoever the Democrats have as their candidate. So it'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Real interesting.
Kemp is a Republican.
Yeah, Kemp is a Republican. So.
But he's a rhino Republican.
Yeah. That is Republican in name only. So, yeah.
Right. And, interesting, though, we're seeing it here in New Mexico is that, you know, this state's going to flip red, and in places that you never thought of out here. And, you know, I don't know if you heard, but this Saturday we had in Tiffin, Black Lives Matter came out here. We outnumbered them. Big time we outnumbered them. They had to get a police escort out of New Mexico.
I tell you what.
Everybody's getting tired. They don't realize everybody across the country is tired of the bullshit.
And this is helping the cause. This is helping Republicans all the way around.
I'm, you know, here in Texas, I'm really concerned about Texas turning blue.
Mm-hmm.
I really am, man. Because this Hot Wheels Abbott up here, China-owned Democrat in the red tie, has just about pissed off everybody in Texas you can humanly piss off with his cowardly, tyrannical bullshit. And I'm telling you that everybody I know would just love to take him out to West Texas, Eastern New Mexico, and roll him off one of those buttes out there.
Oh, we got looking for virgins.
Austin's a real hotbed for liberals right now, isn't it?
Go ahead.
Yeah, isn't Austin, Texas a hotbed for liberals?
Oh, my God. Let me tell you what they did, Jonathan. So you heard about California and their new pedophile law they got coming up to be voted in, that it's okay to have sex with consensual consensual sex with children as young as 10 years old. All right, that's what they got coming up. They're going to vote on. Okay, I mean, that is the sick of the sick bastard. And if you were going to see anything like that, you would expect to hear it from California, right? So what does Austin, Texas do? The Texas State School Board, they turned around and improved a pedophilia course in our schools.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Sexualizing children.
It goes deeper than that. California is not only trying to pass this law, but they're trying to make it retroactive back 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
To surpass the statute of limitations on people who have done this. So what they're trying to do is pass this law, make it retroactive back 11 years, which they can legally do, and then that null and void any prosecution of these Hollywood elitists.
Uh-huh.
All they're doing is trying to protect themselves is exactly what they're doing. And John, my question is, once you become governor, you know, when you win and Matt wins and everything, what's one of the first steps that you're going to try to do that you're going to unwind over there?
Well, one of them is the sex trafficking laws are going to be pumped up a little bit more. We're not waiting on anything federal. We will be doing a lot of state stuff to get that clamp down on. So as far as also pedophile laws and stuff like that, we're just going to reinforce the people that are over that and let them go ham on it. You know, let them have their.
You see the deal with the pedophile laws, Jonathan. You see the deal with the pedophile laws where you have a problem with that is that at no time do they put any wording in the legislation that prohibits plea bargaining in these child sex trafficking and molestation cases. You see, they drop it down to aggravated sexual battery or some other lesser charge, and that needs to stop. There needs to be a law. When the law is passed, this is not subject to plea bargain, parole, probation, or pardon. You see, the plea bargain and the pardon needs to be put into the legislation.
Well,
you see,
any crime against children needs to be stuck to the. I mean, it's better than just having it stick to the wall and see what sticks. Just all you got to do is, you know, get the legislators in the right frame of mind, basically, to to put the framework up there. Basically, that, you know, it's one of the seven deadly sins. So,
well,
you know,
eliminate. You have to eliminate the laziness of the assistant prosecutors and the defense attorneys. You see,
exactly.
A lot of these cases are plea bargain because, okay, let's hurry up, get this done. I've got a whiplash case I've got to go to, and this is going to make me more money. You know, that needs to stop. That needs to stop.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to stop. The plea bargaining needs to stop. Whatever that is charged in, if you can prove it beyond a shadow of a doubt, if that person had sex with a 10-year-old child, well, then that needs to be prosecuted to the full extent of the law as is, not plea bargain down to aggravated oral sexual battery or anything like that. It needs
right.
to be prosecuted as a child rape, as rape.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no ironclad legislation on that. Imagine that. But, you know, that's how they run it. And basically, when me and Matt get there, it's going to be changed.
Okay.
It's
right.
definitely
going to
be changed.
Jonathan, you're quick on your feet there, brother. So I'm going to throw you a hard fastball, man. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
Okay. As a combat veteran, and there's just millions of us right now, many of us suffer from PTSD. The drugs that they have used, I think, have contributed to more of the suicides and the PTSD themselves. Where do you, and just to be straight up honest with you, a lot of guys have taken themselves off that stuff and are doing much better, but the relief they're finding from these symptoms and stuff like that is marijuana. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And oh, that's taboo, da da da, like that. The pharmaceutical companies will have an absolute fucking meltdown over that and stuff. What are your thoughts on that as somebody who would be running a state?
Well, I lean more towards holistic health than the big pharma. So,
right.
As far as the right to try alternative medicine is, it's one of my big things that even Trump is, you know, in on. So, you know,
yeah.
It's, as far as to whether it's for cancer or any other medicinal uses, then I think it should be able to be used because it's your right as an American, you know, to look out for your own health care. That's the thing that the Obamacare – I was against Obamacare. I hated the hell out of it. Even – that was before and after all the information came out about what it was about.
Right.
So, and that was just insurance.
Right.
But as far as any type of big government saying that you can't do this and you can't do this, do that with your body, you know, it's not cool with
mm-hmm.
me. It violates your 10th Amendment. So anything that violates your right as an American, then no, I'm not for it. And
right.
like Russell's saying,
these drugs here, these antidepressant drugs, okay, I've known quite a few people to take them and quite a few people to go off the deep end. My wife was one of them, okay? She went off the deep
uh-huh.
end by taking these antidepressant drugs. And once
yeah.
she got off of them and got on something else, she was perfectly fine. Okay, the point
yeah.
is, you know, these chemically induced drugs, they're poison. They're hallucinogenic
mm-hmm.
and they're dangerous. Okay, a veteran
yeah.
with PS, with post-traumatic stress disorder, smokes a joint. The worst side effect he's got is after he smokes the joint, he makes a sandwich, and he forgets where he puts
uh-huh.
it.
Right.
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 Well,
and it can be grown
right
outdoors.
You, John.
you can grow your own.
But that being said,
I have a test when I'm going to put on you. As Governor Kemp put all these restrictions on the people. Go ahead.
I had something I wanted to add on that.
Go ahead, Russell.
I think you are 100% right, Jonathan. Holistic medicine, natural stuff. I'm all 100% for that. But the IGMA that it carries is just horrible. And of course, our federal government, our senators and congressmen are all owned by these big corporations and big pharma and all that. And so the guy that is getting the relief he needs, that is good for them, that is good for him, healthy for him, keeps him functional, he can't get a job or keep a job or anything like that because of these federal safety company mandated drug screens and stuff like that. And I mean, it's a bunch of malarkey. Anyway, as far as I'm concerned, you know, that goes down to the core of what's wrong with this whole thing anyway. When did it become constitutional all right for them to just want to do, you know, you say right to privacy, that's not in the Constitution as far as I know. That's punishment argument.
It's not.
Death. But what you have, what you do have is an illegal search of your body for no other reason than information.
Right.
Well,
am I wrong in that assessment? Am I off base?
No, you are not. No, you are not wrong.
The deal is that to get the help that a veteran would need with PTSD or somebody to have anybody able to get to alternative medicine, that even on the legislation for that needs to be changed. And it could be something as decriminalizing it, either decriminalize it or make it to where people can have easier access to it. But of course, they don't want to decriminalize it because then you got over, you know, probably a quarter to a half of nonviolent crimes being marijuana stops or petty drug crime.
Right. And you can decriminalize it all day long, but that doesn't change the fact that you can't get a job if that comes up in your system, right? And let me tell you, I know a lot of people. I mean, you can go to work, you can be the biggest alcoholic on the planet, and nobody says nothing about that. And I've seen some ugly things happen behind that kind of stuff. You have meth addicts and coke addicts, you know, out there doing that stuff. It doesn't stay in their system, so they run around with it. They're dangerous. But, you know, it's not like that. It's not like that. Okay.
Right.
Well, it just isn't.
Would have to be very, it would have to still be very specific with marijuana, because you can't decriminalize. You could decriminalize marijuana, but then you run into the risk of them trying to also throw in something that where they want to decriminalize meth and amphetamines or whatever else, you know.
So,
when they start doing that, then they're actually hurting.
If a rose bush or a hedge bush or poison ivy or a pecan tree isn't illegal, why is marijuana? It's the same thing. It grows out of the ground. But just so happens you should set it on fire, you know, and breathe fumes. There's some side effects. But all in all, you know, I mean, marijuana, the only reason marijuana was made illegal was because of the cotton monopoly. the cotton monopoly. That is why marijuana is illegal. That is the only reason.
Correct. You're exactly
correct. Well, you can always grow your own, you know.
You know, you're exactly correct, Virgil. And that's a big thing on hemp. Of course, hemp has no value whatsoever as a drug, but hemp, an acre of hemp will produce more paper than, I forget what it is, 10, 15, 20 acres of timber. You can make biodegradable plastic out of hemp. All right.
Yeah.
So there's a lot more industries that can be made out of hemp.
Yeah.
A lot more industries made out of hemp.
They're shut down because of the lumber industry. They're shut down because of the don't get me wrong, I am a big fan of oil. I'm from Texas, and I love oil. You know, drill.
Hey, we got Tough Lee getting ready to come on here in a little bit. But John, I had a question, tough one I'm going to ask you and everything. With this pandemic that's going on and everything, are you going to reverse Kemp's restriction orders and you know, lift all these bans and everything that he's done to the cities and communities? Are you going to move forward with that once you get in, or...
I'm going to handle it like South Dakota handled it. The only person, governor that had nuts to do what she had, to do, you don't use it as a broad brush to try and control everybody. You handle it case by case in a holistic way, which wasn't done. But you can see out of the low numbers out of South Dakota that what she did worked. And she saved South Dakota. They didn't have to. There's a lot of things that that made sense.
Just to let you know, there is a major campaign going on in Louisiana now to recall John Bell Edwards, and people aren't playing around with it. They are fuming. They are fuming.
We're doing the same thing with our governor up here. And as a matter of fact, we had a no mask rally up here today. So, and everything, but you know, this is everywhere. But
this is what happened with all these governors. Okay, instead of going by because they violated their state sovereignty, and they also violated federal sovereignty, but what they did was they took the advice of a private company, a private organization that has nothing to do with the American government, whether that's state or federal, and they trampled on the rights of every American across the whole board. Whether that's traveling, whether that's your freedom of speech, whether that's your control of your own body, your first, your tenth, your fourth. So, you know, all the governors that went along with it.
Then we're going to have Carm lead on the show, and I'm going to have one more question for you, and it's this one. With all the rioting and readings and everything that was going on there in the matter not so long ago, are you going to outlaw Antifa and BLM? I mean, are you going to get tough on them and do more for the police officers there?
Yeah, there's definitely going to be more. Well, as far as the police force, I'm definitely back in the blue. To have their what they need to stop rioting, because this is rioting. It's not protesting.
Well, Jonathan, you do not need new laws on the books to prevent this. There is a law on the books that was put years ago, years, eons ago, before you were even born. It's called the RICO Act. Okay? It's called the RICO Act. It's not just meant for fat Italian guys that live in Detroit and shove bodies in trunks and, you know, Luca Brasi sleeps with the fishes. These are for
but
people
the First
who
Amendment
organize
does not
criminal
riding.
Act.
Mm-hmm.
No, the First Amendment does not protect riding.
So there you have
and
it.
And anytime you advocate a group activity for criminal purposes, that is the RICO Act. And
yep.
this okay. Bill Barr, this piece of shit, no count, no good, useless tits on a boar hog, Bill Barr needs to start locking some son of a bitches up on this RICO Act. And he can do it.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to lawyers. I've talked to several lawyers. And
yes,
they can do it, but they won't do it.
Virgil, you're talking about a year, two-year-long investigation to do anything on the RICO Act. You have to have them nailed. It's just not going out there and painting graffiti. The RICO Act is about organized, which they are. We all know they are. But you have to go in there and get to the core of what the organization is. And that's nothing that happens overnight, brother. It really is. I've got one more question for Jonathan I'd like to throw at him. Jonathan, over the last 3.5 years, we have watched all this absolute systemic corruption that absolutely infects our federal government, both sides of the aisle. You can see that as our president has no support from Republicans there. Would you be in favor of a convention of states to get together to amend the Constitution that way to fix that stuff? Would you participate in that? Is that something that you would call for?
You mean a constitutional convention?
Yes.
Definitely. At some point, there has to be a constitutional convention because it has to go back to being a constitutional republic. And that's state by state. It's not just across the whole thing. It has to be state by state. And that's one of the things that I've talked about is resetting Georgia back to a constitutional republic the way it should be.
Right. But if I'm correct, all the governors would come to this thing, if I understand how it works, and there would be amendments put there, they would be discussed or whatever, and voted up or down.
It's going to be huge.
What is it, 36? Is it 36 states in agreement? Is that what it takes to... add an amendment. Correct me if I'm wrong, Jonathan.
I don't believe we'll be adding an amendment because when Hawaii did theirs, they got theirs without having to do that. So Hawaii actually did call a constitutional convention.
Yeah,
and they have. And they corrected a lot of things. They corrected a lot of things.
The thing that needs to be made into a constitutional amendment is we can get rid of Roe versus Wade with a right to life amendment that I've been advocating for years, but nobody has the courage to push for it. You see, if you make a constitutional amendment, everybody knows this. If you make a constitutional amendment, well, it whatever it, you know, abortion becomes illegal, right to life becomes legal. It becomes constitutional. You know,
uh-huh.
It's just like, oh, well, we passed these laws against flag burning. Okay, well, you can pass all the laws you want against flag burning, but you're going to be circumvented by the First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of expression. You know,
mm-hmm.
You have to make a
yeah.
constitutional amendment, which makes this activity illegal.
Well, the biggest amendment that everybody always talks about, the first, the second, and on down, the one that we really need to focus on is the 10th Amendment.
Yes, sir.
Because
amen.
You have
amen.
To hold people responsible and accountable for themselves.
Yep.
If the federal can't get it right and the state can't get it right, then it's up to
right.
we the people to get it right. So right. we have to leave
Actually,
we have to leave the leeway there for we the people.
Mm-hmm.
If mm-hmm. The reason why we're even here with fiat currency is because we the people did not stand up and say no. If we would have said
right.
constitutionally, we can only have gold-backed currency or currency that's backed either by gold or silver, then we wouldn't be having this whole fiat currency issue. Right.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you. That is exactly 100% right.
Here's one more.
In the minute Nixon took us off the gold standard, the dollar became more worthless at such a rate that it's absolutely
mm-hmm.
staggering. You know,
right.
You're right. We're running around with monopoly money in our pockets. They could print whatever they want to print. It's not backed. And as a matter of fact, it seems like anybody who even thought about going back or putting their currency on a gold standard. An example that comes right off the top.
There's
of
another
here.
Amendment that I want to bring up that
was living. And what happened?
Hold on.
One at a time, y'all.
Go ahead. The one that Bush, Chuck Schumer, and all them passed to bring all these Muslims in office, we need to get rid of that. Don't you think?
People shouldn't be swearing in on the Quran anyway. I'm sorry, but I disagree
with
that 100%. Not on the Quran.
Do you think there's some way somehow we can get rid of that once we get new members of Congress in? Do you think we can do that? You get rid of that law?
Well, yeah, that needs to be a must.
There is not a law, Joseph.
Any ideology that's the problem. Any ideology that is subversive to the Constitution should not even be a thought, really, because
mm-hmm.
You take the oath to protect from enemies, foreign and domestic. So how are you gonna, you know, have an ideology come in that's that is subversive to the Constitution, and you can't do your job adequately because you're at a conflict already. So that's the reason why you know it's a conflict to constitutional law.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're at conflict with constitutional law, you can't hold office. It's almost like with the Titles of Nobility Act that, you know. The original 13th Amendment was talking about you can't have emoluments or you can't take titles from outside, whether that be entities, organizations, or a hierarchy, whether that be like monarchs or whatever, and then hold a seat in Congress or any type of seat. For whether that's local on up to federal, as to being over we the people.
Mm-hmm.
So you come in there and you're whatever, if your ideology, you know, preaches death to America, then how are you holding a seat to that?
Right.
You get what I'm saying? You're at a conflict already. So the law should be that if your ideology is at a conflict, whether that's outright subversion or that's beeping. Good night. But
sorry about that.
Is that your hearing aid, Virgil?
No, that was a brake alarm on my truck. I'm parking
Dear
my truck
God.
Right now.
I'm like, what the hell is that? Fire alarm, something like that?
The purge. We're purging. We're going to purge in 5 minutes.
Oh, by the way, guys,
begins.
My daughter came through. My daughter came through surgery, her 4.5-hour surgery. She came through.
All right.
Awesome.
Yep.
Awesome.
But I was surrounded, but I'm going to let y'all know now. It was a bad day today. Baltimore City Police were with me. it was very interesting, to say the least. I the whole mask thing, you know, I had to come to Maryland, right? Because my daughter had just major surgery today, right? So I arrive at the hospital at 5:45 this morning. Okay, I have my Trump. I was going to be decent because, you know, I don't wear a mask. I don't believe in it. I don't wear it. But, you know, in order to get in the hospital, I put one on. It said Trump 2020, make America great again, but under my nose, because my doctor told me I can't be wearing this shit. So here I am in this hospital. Now, keep in mind, the three people doing the admission in the hospital don't have any mask on. Okay? So I'm sitting there.
Right.
I'm fine. I get passed by this security guard. I kid you not. We met eyes twice. No problem. Okay, we're cool. All of a sudden, 10:42 comes around. Young lady comes over to me. She says, ma'am, can you please pull your mask up over your nose? I said, no, ma'am, I can't. I said, I'm exempt, actually, medically. She says, well, what do you mean medically exempt? I said, well, I don't need to disclose that information because that would be violation of the HIPAA Act, as well as why should I release my PHI to you? So she says, no, I understand. You're absolutely right. You have health issues. Okay, no worries. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I go back to speaking to the gentleman next to me because he's looking at buying 279 acres. So I'm like making a deal over here. So all of a sudden, a security guard comes up to me, and I didn't know he was speaking to me because in the manner that he was speaking. Okay, now keep in mind, I'm in mid-conversation. Now it's 10:46. So this black male security guard comes up to me. I kid you not. He says, ma'am. And I was like, I stayed calm, cool, collected. I said, yes. He says, do you mind putting that mask over your nose? I said, actually, I do. I said, because I explained to the young lady. All hell, guys, broke. I kid you not. You would have thought that I committed first-degree murder because all of a sudden I had my phone in my left hand. I just was holding my phone. And, you know, thank God I got this witness. He gave me his name and everything. Gentleman said to me, he goes, I said, can I get your name and all your information so I can file the proper grievances against you as well as the charges of profiling and harassing? I said, because that is a Maryland law. I said, may I have that information? He said, I'll give it to you when I get it to you. Real nasty. Okay, that's fine. Huh. Still kept my military bearing, guys. You would have been proud of me. I did not go full Boricua on this puto. This puto, I did not go full Boricua on him, okay? So I was like, okay. So then I asked him a second time. He said the same comment to me and got louder. So the third time I said, sir, so are you refusing to give me the information? It's okay. Third time he said it again, right? And then he said, did you just take a picture of me? Did you just video me? I'm looking at this man going, somebody's definitely off their meds. I said, no, I did not. One, it's illegal to do that in a hospital. So he calls for backup. I shit you not. Okay. I got it. There's two big females come. Well, I don't know if one was a female or not. I'm sorry, but I don't honestly know. Could be a female, could have been a male. So trust me, I'm going to put it to you like this. I was definitely the minority involved in this party. We're going to leave it at that. So then this supervisor came out, and she says to me, did you take a video or a picture of this man? No, no. She said to me, she goes, give me your phone. I said, not without a warrant. I looked right at her. I'm sitting in the hospital, okay? I said, not without a warrant. She said, excuse me? I said, not without a warrant. And she goes, did you take a video or a picture of this man? I said, no, ma'am, and I have no reason to lie. She says, can I scroll through your phone? I said, no, you cannot. I said, but I'll scroll through my pic for you. So she comes over to me, right? And she looks. There's no pic on there whatsoever, right? She says, well, you need to put that mask on. I said, ma'am, if you're the supervisor, why don't you give me the information to this individual over here? She says, why don't you take my information? I said, well, I didn't have a grievance with you. I said, but are you going to give me your information? She would not give it to me. She said, I need to ask you to leave the hospital. So not a problem. I'm going to comply. That's fine, but I'm going to comply because I need to get to my body cam that's in my car anyway. So the gentleman's taking this all in beside me. I called 911. Baltimore City Police show up. I kid you not. Officer Woods, Officer Hassan, I get all these officers, right? So I put my body cam on right away. They got their body cams on. I explained the situation to them. I told them, I says, look, I said, at no time did they approach me. I said, I already talked to my attorney, and I did. I called my attorney. She says, I'll subpoena the cams. The camera's in the surgery center, and I'm going to subpoena their employee records and all this. So I meet with her tomorrow at 0900. Well, the officer, Hassan, he says, well, I can't make them give us their information. That's what he said to me, right? So I said, I need a name. Okay, and she just gave her last name, right? That's all she did. But she at least came outside of the hospital where I had my body camera on, so I got her on video, okay? So I'm sitting there making the calls that I need to make. I spoke with the commissioner and everything. Now, I'm telling you, this is all Baltimore City guys, okay? So the commissioner said, ma'am, you are entitled to their first name, their last name, and their address, and you do have a right to come down here and file those charges. So with that said, I'm trying to make all the calls, you know, to the right people and so I can give to my attorney. Well, then I go to call up the administrator, okay? This woman tells me she's so-and-so. I document it. And then the security officer, the female who was giving me, you know, the supervisor got on the phone. She told me, she said, you need to stop calling and harassing people. And I had my phone logged because I took a picture of it right away. One call was made to this number, right? She says, you're lucky we even let you sit out there in that parking lot waiting for your loved one like that. I said, excuse me? I said, wow. I'm sorry. Did you just tell me I'm lucky to be sitting in a parking lot in the handicapped parking space? I said, and you're telling me I'm harassing and you're going to call the police on me again? I said, okay, no problem. You do that. So I'm sitting in my vehicle. I'm on the phone, okay, trying to get everything taken care of. Got my webcam still going because, I mean, that sucker goes to the website. Next thing you know, here comes two cars. No worries. It's Officer Hassan again. Officer Hassan comes up to me. He said, he taps on the window. I roll it down. He says, ma'am. He said, can I ask a question? I said, of course you can. And I keep eye contact because you remember being in the military and you're an analyst. You analyze body language, everything. Always keep eye contact. So the female, she comes out all cocky and everything, leaning up against the pole with her head down. She would not make eye contact with me. She would not. She kept looking away. So he says, did you call up here and say that you had weapons on you? And I looked at the officer right in his eyes. Yes, honest to God, that is what she told him. That is what she told him. And I said to him, I said, you know what, Officer Hassan? I says, and I looked straight in his eyes. I said, do you seriously think for a moment that I would be the type of individual to jeopardize my freedom for someone like that? I said, seriously, why don't you look at the body language in which she is standing, as well as her eye movement and everything. And I'm telling you right now, and I said it right in front of her, I said, she is lying. I said, would you like to review my body camera that I had on during the conversation that I had with the administrator? I said, because I'll be happy for you to review that right here, right now. And he goes, no, ma'am, you don't need to do that. I said, are you sure, Officer Hassan? I said, because I would be more than happy to comply.
Wow.
And he says, no. He says, can we do something here? And I said, and what is that, Officer Hassan? He says, can we at least just get through the next hour? I really want to get off at 3 o'clock. I'm like, sure. I said, sure. I said, because my attorney is going to have a field day with this one. So I sat out there minding my own business, and that she was mad, guys. She was literally mad. So she was actually trying to get me into some kind of trouble with the law. And I'm like, you know, I'm sitting in the passenger seat of my own vehicle. Okay? He sees my body camera. They had their body cam. And I told him, I said, first of all, I said, well, one, I definitely have her on a good civil lawsuit. So I got her, you know, as far as defamation of character, perjury and so forth, because she made a statement. And I do have my body cam recorder. And the whole conversation was recorded between me and the administrator lady. At no time were weapons ever mentioned, nothing like that. And the fact that I just finished my, because I had to redo the concealed weapons course all over again, you know, because I didn't get down there to renew it in time, so you got to do it all over. And by the way, guys, I did get that insurance through U.S., what is it, SHIELD? Yes, indeedy. I signed up for that shit. So, I went through that today. Yeah, I'm waiting for my daughter.
If you signed up for that, you just wasted a bunch of time and money.
Well, it wasn't a lot of money.
Money.
It wasn't a lot of money, honestly.
Yep.
It wasn't a lot of money. I didn't pay a lot of money for
it. Everything they tell you in that video will get your ass in more goddamn trouble than it'll get you out of.
What video? I didn't have a video.
Under no circumstances. You know, that. Oh, you had to use your gun, and, you know, all of a sudden you're the bad guy and all that. You do not ever call 911 and say, I just shot someone. That is a direct line to your ass going to jail.
Well, they already said that. They explained that, the lady for North Carolina. I got it for the North Carolina region, and she explained all of that. Uh-huh. She said, you are not to say
anything. The only words out of your mouth is, I want a lawyer.
Yeah.
Period.
She said, that's what she said.
And if there are no witnesses around, okay. If a tree falls in the woods and nobody's there to hear it, does it make a noise? Okay. To me, it don't.
Well, not only
that's
that,
why
Virgil.
That's why they're called detectives. Let them figure the fucking shit out.
Right, but not just that. She said when they show up, she says, you are to say, I think I'm having a heart attack. She said, and they have to take you to a hospital. And that gives the lawyers time to get to you before they can actually arrest you, put you incarcerate you. She says, we get to you before then. You say, I feel like I'm going to have a heart attack. I said, well, that won't be no problem because I probably have a damn mini stroke anyway. So, but I did,
That's not what you do. Soon as they pull up, you point in a certain direction and you say, they went that away. Who went that away? The two black guys that did this.
But what if they?
That's what
not
you
gonna
say.
Lie. That's lying. I'm not lying.
That ain't lying. You're not lying unless you're under oath. You're lying. If you make a statement not under oath, you're mistaken. You're mistaken.
No, I'm not getting on the bad side of God. God don't like ugly.
What?
No.
Well, I'm going to hell anyway, so I don't care.
I fared well today. You know, I feel good because I did fare well today, guys, because as far as I'm concerned, I did everything right. The officer, you know, it was funny, though, because you know what? The most pleasant officer, this is the funny part, was Officer Hassan and the blonde chick. Now, Officer Woods, he was on board with his three BLM members, let me tell you. He was right on board with him. But he didn't like the fact that I was taking – he wasn't liking the fact that I was videotaping him. Well, I walked up to his car and tapped – I walked up to his car and tapped on the window while I was on the phone with the Baltimore City Commissioner. I said, I'm on the phone with the Baltimore City Commissioner right now, Officer Woods, and she stated to me that you have to get that information for me. And he looked at me and he's like, I'm going to work on that. I said, I'm going to work on that. So I took down, you know, his tag number. I took down the vehicle. I took down all the information. I had my camera pointing at him the whole time. And then he sat there for a good 20 minutes and took off. I'm like, you know, it amazes me. It amazes me. So I looked at Officer Hassan. I said, hey, Officer Hassan, I said, why is it that security guards and some officers, not all of you guys, I said, because believe me, I back you guys 110%. I back the blue. I said, I really do. I said, but people can get on videos and laugh about two officers being shot in the head, well, being shot, one in the head twice, and the female in the jaw. I said, but yet these officers over here have no morals, no structure, no principles, no integrity. And yet this officer over here just lied, completely flat out lied. I said, which I have the evidence to prove beyond all reasonable doubt in a court of law. I said, and you guys just keep taking this shit? Really?
Right,
they're not obligated to tell you the truth. You know that, right?
Right.
I'm sorry.
They're not obligated. They're not obligated.
They're not obligated
to
tell you the truth.
Oh hell, I know.
They want you to incriminate yourself, so they'll lie to incriminate you.
Yeah, but you
know
what? When they saw my body camera, when they saw my body camera, I'll tell you what, you seen three officers with a whole different attitude. Because I was honest with them. I said, you guys have your body cameras on, right? And they said, yes, ma'am, we do. I said, well, I have my body camera on. You see it in front of me, correct? And they said, yes, ma'am, we do. I said, well, I'm letting you know it's going to 5 websites right now, straight to BitChute as well. Okay, are we in understanding? He said, yes. I said, okay, I'm glad we're all on the same page. Now let's get this rolling. So I went, you know,
okay,
and that's what I did.
Carmelita, you see, you have to apply the principle that a good line of bullshit beats luck any day of the week. And this is what I mean by that. When you run up on that kind of situation, when they tell you to put a mask over your nose and everything else, okay, go ahead and do it. But just be kind about it and say, oh, by the way, would you like to enter into a raffle? We're raffling off $2,500 worth of groceries. Give me your information and I'll fill out the raffle. I'll go out to my car and fill out the raffle ticket for you. Well, they'll give you their name, their address, their phone number. They'll give you their fucking dog's name for $2,500 worth of groceries. And you've got the information right there.
The officer started giggling, though, because I told him, I said, I bet you $50,000 cash right now that I win this case in court. And he looked at me and he's like, nope, not taking that bet. And I said, just throwing it out there.
It's just like when I deliver these loads.
But getting away from bullshit there and stuff, everybody needs to be aware, and I'm really wondering how much of what has happened lately where we've seen law enforcement stepping down, standing down, all that kind of stuff. Let's not forget that the Supreme Court came out and ruled that they're not bound to protect you. So what is their purpose?
Control.
Right.
That's it. It's control.
Yep. So, Jonathan, do you have any business you want to announce or anything like that?
Now, what is Jonathan running for? What seat?
I'm running for governor.
Governor Kemp.
Awesome. Okay, so what's happening with our Georgia female? What's going on with her? Because to my understanding, they cannot put a Democrat in there to replace the one individual that he kind of dropped the ball and said, hey, I'm dropping out because of personal and family reasons. And he's moving out of state.
Yeah.
What happened with that?
That's automatic win.
Exactly, because Georgia has a law. You have to get somebody in there within 60 days, and he dropped out at the 53-day mark.
Mm-hmm.
So do you think they're going to fight that, Jonathan? Do you think they're going to come at somebody or everybody basically with some kind of bull crap?
Time will tell.
Because I think they're going to try to come. Yeah, I think they're going to try to you know, threw something in there, but I don't think they have a snowball's chance in hell, honestly. I think, I'll tell you what, with what I'm seeing thus far, and this is in Maryland alone, but guys, by the way, holy shit, somebody said to me, you're really going to wear that, you're going to wear that mask? I said, hell yeah, I'm representing my president. Why? They said, do you know you're in a liberal state? I said, do you know I'm from this state? I said, look, I just moved from here. I said, I moved from here to go to North Carolina. I said, I am a judge at the polls in North Carolina. I said, so I'm going to wear what I want to wear. If y'all don't like it, don't look at me. Just don't. If you're going to get upset over my hat, if you're going to get upset over my mask,
well, guys,
I said, and I'm not taking it over my nose.
I got to call it a night. I'll talk to y'all.
All right, brother. We'll see you back there Thursday night.
All right.
So how's Jonathan doing in the standing? How's he doing?
Right now, there's not. Yeah, there's not a polling right now. As far as that's concerned, it will come 2022. So. Yeah, right now I'm just getting my name out there and campaigning. Everybody's
okay, so you're
at
building
like
your
marches.
Base right now.
Right.
I thought
that was right.
In the beginning of the show. We brought good luck to everybody that's been running that won their primary so far and stuff, so, you know, and everything. So, which is, you know, Derek Gibson's running for governor up in New York. He won his primary.
I'm telling you, we need more young patriots in there, guys. We need them to get rid of these old. I'm trying to not be condescending, but you know, it's like a tour jumper in the military. You know how people always jump in? They're called tour jumpers. They're always jumping on the next tour, the next tour. You've got these career politicians. They need to be taken out. New blood needs to be brought in.
I'm representing the new blood for sure.
Right.
I hope so. I really hope so because I'm telling you, it's sad.
Yeah,
this whole situation.
I'm looking at Paige.
Let me
tell you. She's gonna get it. I think she's gonna get it. What do you think, John? You know, Paige.
Yeah, I just I donated. I've been donating to Trump's campaign. I've been donating to Dane's campaign. I've been donating to all the new folks coming in with the veterans, especially. I've been donating to their campaign. But damn, once you donate, I swear to God, you get a text message every 20 minutes.
Oh,
I'm like,
my
look,
God.
Guys, I'm not a millionaire. Come on now.
Yeah,
I get
at least about 10-15 a day.
Yep, that's me. 10 to 15 a day. And I'm like, come on, guys. I already donated 125 here. And, you know, then they asked me to donate 200 to Senator Cruz's. And I'm like, I'm a retired veteran. What the hell are y'all thinking?
I'm trying to,
Right.
Oh, boy.
Well, how do you feel about what happened in Pennsylvania? How do you feel about that? Pennsylvania with Wolf. Oh, I believe it was justified as well. Now, if we could just do that to Whitmer. I don't like that wicked witch.
What?
They got enough signatures to remove her. I mean, you know, it's like, I don't, you know, we speak of our Constitution. We speak of we the people. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But yet, I see, and I do, I see a lot of digital warriors, okay? And that's great. Don't get me wrong. That's great. But we also have a right to peaceful protest. Rioting is not peaceful protesting, okay?
Correct.
So correct. My concern is we're getting fined. Even if we get a permit to do a rally, we still get fined, well, at least here in Maryland, but we're talking about a Democratic state because they're destroying themselves, okay? They're eating each other. And if you go – when I was in North Carolina, I went through Southport, Oak Island, Hope County, and I'll tell you what, I see nothing, and I'm not kidding you guys. I saw nothing but Trump signs. I have yet to see a Biden sign that I could fire up with my paintball gun.
I saw the two Biden signs out here, and I wanted to go out there and paint
these are not the time to paint over them, but I was like, man, my ass is getting hot.
Well, the thing is, remember, you can't use a gun. Apparently, you can't film one. You can't, which, you know, you have to. Well, the thing is, which was really funny, the instructor who I know, okay, because I'm always in his gun store, he's like, all right, I'm going to give you an example. Here we got this woman over here. She's got a brace on her leg, thin. I'm like, oh, you had to throw that in there, didn't you? He says, and I'm 6'4", and I'm coming at her. She can deem me an intimate threat that could probably result in death, or she could feel that I'm going to sexually assault her and rape her, and that's an intimate threat. He said, so she has every right to kill me. I'm like, are you sure about that? Because my ass don't want to go to jail if I do. And he's like,
do you want to test the water?
He says, you know, he goes, if somebody comes to your door and they're wiggling your door, he says, but keep in mind, you know, you might know Donald the drunk that walks through the neighborhood. He says, you got to at least ask him, Donald, you got the wrong house. It's two houses up. He says, but if they keep jiggling that damn door, he says, just shoot through the door. I'm like, what the hell, man? I need to make sure it's like, you know. I'm hoping Dan Forrest wins. I'm hoping Dan Forrest wins in North Carolina. I'm hoping he replaces Cooper. He's all for constitutional carry. I don't know if you guys are aware, but Wake County in North Carolina has several lawsuits against them right now. And if they win,
I saw that.
Yeah, if they win, it's in regards to the pistol permits. If they win, then there's a good chance every county will follow. Because in Fayetteville, they make $1.8 million a year on pistol permits. Okay? But if Wake County wins and they win that lawsuit, let me tell you what, all the other counties are going to follow suit. And that came from, we were on a 9/11 ride. We went on a tribute for 9/11. And they were bringing it all up in regards to that. And I'll tell you what I'm seeing, okay, guys, I'm not saying in the city, all right, but I'm saying out in the county, you know, Wake, Harnett, all out there, you see a lot of folks waking up. But the problem is, my concern is, even though they're waking up, is there enough people out there doing the door knocking to get them out there? What about individuals who can't make it to the polls? Do we have anything in place to help get these people from point A to point B?
Well, that's like we say this every year on the show, is if you don't have a ride, call one of us. We'll come get you. I'll come get you.
I'll rent a bus.
A bus needs to happen.
I will rent a bus. I mean, if they can bust them into Riot, I will bust their asses into Vote.
Right.
Yeah.
I have no problem with it.
One of the things I want to ask before we close the show is this. If you get elected in 2022, they're saying, are you going to undo all the red flag laws that have passed there? And also, are you going to, undo everything and put everything back the way it should be?
Yeah, you're going to have to repeat that first question because it's the
Are you going to undo the red flag law? I know that was passed over there and everything that, you know, are you going to undo all that was done with the executive orders or anything?
The red flag law passed in Georgia?
I don't know. It didn't pass in Georgia.
Oh, okay.
I was going to say, I didn't hear about that. It didn't pass in Georgia, and it didn't pass in North Carolina either.
No.
And it failed here in New Mexico yesterday. Oh, 2 days ago, actually. They tried to pass that, and it failed big time. It failed.
Yeah. What was your second question?
The second question is that if you get in, are you going to put everything that was done? Are you going to undo everything? Like, you know, again with the mask mandate, are you going to force vaccines? Are you going to let that roll and everything too on top of that?
I'm definitely going to reset a lot of things back to the way it should be. As far as mask mandates and stuff like that, that's going to be out the window. Given that a governor can't sue the heck out of a mayor, if the mayors decide to act unconstitutionally towards their city, that will be dealt with legally.
right.
So, yeah, a lot of things as far as and also instituting, or actually not instituting, but making sure that Georgia does have a constitutional carry. It will
right.
go to
oh,
now, see, that's
carry.
What Dan Forrest stands for also. I'm not sure if you're familiar with Dan Forrest, but Dan Forrest is running for governor against Cooper, Roy Cooper down in North Carolina. He stands for constitutional carry. Now, what are your thoughts on that actually getting pushed through from a presidential level? And what are your feelings in regards to, do you believe, I mean, we know there's going to be, okay, there's going to be riots in the streets. We already know that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's going to be a street fight. That's a definite. Trust me. From what I've seen thus far in North Carolina, people are prepared for a war. And it's sad, but it's been coming a long time. And I want to know what
all
your
I gotta
thoughts
say is get
are.
Prepared.
get prepared.
Yep.
Get prepared.
Well, that's what I've been doing.
I was trying to say this earlier. Do you got any events coming up you want to announce on the show that people know that can participate and help you and Mac McGregor? I talked to him earlier, so I'm going to try to get him on the show. Here pretty soon. So y'all love Mac. He's a character.
Pay attention to the 17th, guys. Pay attention to the 17th. Word is they are going to try. It is true. They are going to try to rush the White House on the 17th.
Yeah.
Yeah, they said that.
Yeah, I'm 45 minutes from D.C., guys. 45 minutes.
That would be a very messed up debacle. If you want to talk about pandemonium, yeah. As soon as they hit the White House lawn, I say light them up. I'm not even
yep.
for
they're going. They. I mean, do they have any idea what type of arsenal that they have? Do they have any idea
yeah.
how many snipers are positioned within that area?
Well, here's the thing that me and Russell talked about privately is we got to watch out for Mattis. You got to watch out for Powell and the others because they can go in.
Let me tell you what, Mattis was part of this coup from day one, guys. Mattis, McChrystal, Powell, all of them. These retired generals, and this is where people fail to realize something. Even though you're retired, okay, if you have been involved in any kind of a treasonous act, which would be a coup against the sitting United States president, legally, the federal government can bring you back off of retirement for a duration of time to where you are charged and you will go before a court martial and you will be tried. Your benefits will be they will cease to exist. It will be placed on hold pending the outcome of that investigation. But if they can prove, and at a federal level, that you were part of a coup to overthrow a sitting president, you forget it. You can be tried and charged and sent to Fort Leavenworth. And that is the truth.
Russell, anything you
believe.
Want to say?
Well,
Russell,
yeah. That's one of the biggest things that we need to clear up right there.
Right.
I'm glad you said that.
Right.
You know, people think that the White House is defenseless, but it's really not. It's made it look defenseless, but really, all hell will rain down if that were to happen.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, they would have choppers in the air and everything. You know that they're going to have air support in there right away. There's no doubt in my mind. The
and
fact
right
of the
course.
Matter is, here everybody was so happy talking. Oh, how badass Mad Dog Mattis was. He had an agenda. He had an agenda. And people needed to look deeper into it. People are not analyzing these situations the way they should analyze them. And then it comes as a surprise. And you're going to see a lot of false flags coming up soon. It's going to be bad. Because it has to take us away from what's happening.
If you guys want
to
listen to more.
And what the hell's going on with Durham? What's going on with Durham? What's his deal?
Shoot. I'm going to have to look into that one. I've seen bits and pieces of information, but, yeah, I think they're trying to pin something on him. But, yeah, I'm going to have to get off here.
Yeah, go ahead, brother, and, you know, we'll have you back on the show. And I am going to try to get Joseph Cruz on the show. I've been trying to get her on. She's a lady that I know from Little West. She's Puerto Rican. And I met her in person here a few months ago. And she's running for office and everything. So we boost her up there and stuff. But I tell you, you know, you guys keep eyes and ears open. You know, just be ready to be prepared and stuff. And Russell,
you need to keep your head on a swivel, guys. Keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah, let me get this shameless plug out there real quick. I'm gonna be I'll be speaking at the 14th Congressional District 2A Unity Rally. Excuse me, this Saturday.
Oh, okay.
It's gonna be from 1 to 6, and that's in my neck of the woods out here in Rome, Georgia. So, Marjorie Green will
Johnny,
be there.
Tell your website out there. What's your website?
I don't have a website. I have OKSTF reports. Huh?
Why don't you have a website?
Oh, my web builder right now is working on it.
So donations
can be
made towards it and everything.
Josh is like the rest of us, man. He works for it.
No doubt.
Anyway,
I just got done pulling 72-something hours.
All right, we'll have you back on and everything. Just let everybody know I am back to Facebook, yo, as of today, 8 p.m. We're calling a liberal media, so he gives you 30 days. So I'm back to jail.
So how do I donate?
I do have a PayPal account, but I'm using that for my t-shirts, hats, and patches. So it's a PayPal account. It's on my Facebook account. But I have
I'm in jail
there.
Facebook. I'm in jail.
Oh,
at least you can ask William. I'm in there every five. Like,
are you on?
I've been in for 100. I'm always on Pollard. I'm in Facebook jail usually 190 days out of the month. Out of the two months, three months.
Well, usually she goes in, and I go in and convertibles in. So.
Yeah, I'm on Pollard because apparently Omar and Tlaib and Zuckerberg feel I'm not a nice person.
So, all right, guys, we'll go ahead and close the show and everything. Look for it on Thursday night, and then Virgil Russell, Tomita Johnson, will say goodnight to you all, and welcome back on the show. We'll have you back here again pretty soon. So, and everything. Hopefully, I can get you Matt McGregor on here. I would love to have him on here.
The best of luck to you. The best of luck to you. I wish you nothing but the best.
Thank you. It's just the first round of butt kicking, so.
Hey, the first round's always the best.
Oh, yeah. Right. That's where the fireworks happen.
we appreciate you, Jonathan. It's always good having you on the show. And, You're definitely one of us, and that's a capital U.S. Keep up the good work, brother.
God bless USA. Amen.
God bless you,
right
too.
On. All right, everybody. We'll see you all Thursday night, same time, same place, same channel. So we'll just say good night.
Good night,
good night, y'all.
Good night, everybody. Be blessed.